John's got a problem. He wants to look at windows. He's been shopping, and he's looked all around the world for windows, and he's found some that he thinks are too cheap to be real. They're even cheaper than what he can buy at Home Depot. And he wants to know, how can that be possible?
Well, one thing I'll say is a lot of people think Home Depot or Lowe's, you know, we get all the stores, are always going to be the cheapest. They actually aren't.
You
can get cheaper than that for sure.
Not so much.
A lot of people like to use the term chucking a truck, which, I mean, you can get all kinds of things. But when you see some of the low advertisements, usually in print or on television.
You with the little Mandarin Chinese script at the bottom with a detail in it.
Yeah, that could be. Usually there's a lot to be desired when you actually get that window. And it's like that really low deal on that one Toyota Celica that's in the ad.
Yeah.
But when you get there, it's already been sold. Or, you know what? We have a little bit better one over here. So, you know how advertising works. It's you know.
In the car business, they call it the ad car.
Okay. There you go. And these
first
are the
guy who sells it is fired.
Exactly. And this is the ad window. So the reality is, if you're going to get a good quality window, you're going to pay money for it. And good companies will be competitive. A Gulf Coast Windows, that's a good company to go to. They can, across the board, they'll have all kinds of different windows for you and different choices. But it's who installs it, who's going to back it, what are the features on the window, do they meet the energy standards here in Texas? Those low-price windows, by the way, do not. In fact, on the bottom of the advertising, it'll say does not meet Texas energy standards. But little people don't realize that, and a lot of them don't come with installation. It's just the window. They drop it at the front door and say, hasta so longa.
Have a nice day.
What you got
to
watch out for.
To that point, too, beware the installation. It's whether it's plumbing or air conditioning, your flooring or your windows, your roof, everything. The material is one thing, but the installation is almost more important, many times more important.
In my ideas when it comes to construction.
We're going to a dark, scary place,
yes,
kids.
No. I'm always an installation guy because I can take a crummy product and install it really well, and it'll work better than a really good product that somebody puts in wrong. So installation to me is the name of the game right there.